Deep in the forests of northern Vietnam, experts are collecting data to assess the nation's forests and their ability to help mitigate climate change. The information they gather will help officials better project forest inventory and management. Ho Man Thuy, National Forestry Project Coordinator, says one of the key aspects they're looking at is the forest's ecosystem's ability to absorb and store carbon. The world's forests store about 289 gigatons of carbon in their biomass alone and hold significant potential to mitigate climate change.
Nowadays, we need more accurate data and information on forest resources, including biodiversity, environment carbon stock of the forest, and also the information on social, economic, and other factors related to forest governance. It enables policymakers in making suitable policies and plans for the more sustainable forest management.
Funded by the Finnish government, Vietnam's National Forest Assessment Project, which is supported by the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, uses the most up-to-date methods to measure the changes, expansion rates, and locations of forested areas. Tony Hoihitta is chief technical advisor to FAO's Finland Forestry Program.
What we try to develop is a multi-source approach. That means combined use of satellite image interpretation and collection of the ground sample plots.
About 40% of Vietnam is covered with forest, and almost half of that is managed for producing timber and other products. Vietnam's National Forestry Development Strategy aims to increase the area to 47% by 2020. With support from the FAO, the government plans to sustainably develop, manage, and protect these expanding forest resources, which it says will further benefit the environment as well as the livelihoods of people, such as Hai Chi Duan, who works at a wood factory in Bac Khan province.
My income here from the factory is basically consistent, and I can help my family for the daily needs. And when the factory started running, my parents could sell products like acacia wood to the factory without needing to transport to other areas like before.
At the heart of the sustainable wood products industry is the idea of using good wood, which is timber or other forest products that meet widely accepted standards for social, economic, and environmental practices, says Patrick Durst, FAO Senior Forestry Officer for Asia Pacific.
One of the challenges for us in the forestry sector in moving towards a green economy is to convince people that consuming more wood products, especially legally and sustainably produced wood products, is far better for the climate than excessive consumption of non-renewable products that rely heavily on minerals and fossil fuels that are in limited supply.
More nations around the world are realizing the positive contribution that a vibrant and sustainable forestry industry can make to the development of a green economy. Durst says the advantages are clear: more and better jobs, lower environmental impact, a carbon-neutral industry, and a renewable, sustainable approach to economic development.
Forests, forestry, and forest products won't solve all the problems of the green economy, but they're capable of opening up exciting new pathways toward low-carbon production and consumption. That offers a green ray of hope for all of us for a better and more sustainable future.
FAO is working to develop and disseminate a series of tools and methodologies elaborated by its experts, which are aimed at helping member nations to choose and profit from sustainable forestry because it believes forests truly are at the heart of a green economy. Julie Walker, United Nations.